This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of Live Sunday Edition. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then, if we get the chance, the Michigan barber went to the Supreme Court in Michigan, and we will tell you what happened there in regards to his civil disobedience against the governor's orders there in Michigan. Plus, Minneapolis police may be disbanded, according to some city council members. And we will tell you a little bit more about that. Melanie's got that story. As we continue, though, with your calls and thoughts, we go over to our Discord call-in lines. By the way, you can join us on Discord by calling in. Here's how you do it. You join the Discord server. Best that you download the app first. So you grab the app at Google or Apple App Store, install that, then go to discord.lrn.fm. Just type that into your browser. When you press enter on that, it will automatically pop you right into the app and into our server. Then you join the on-air call-in lines if you want to talk on the radio with us, like Jumping Spider does. Jumping Spider is calling us from New Jersey, and you are on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Jumping Spider.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm glad Mark here is coming around on this one. I just came here to say that you can't believe everything you see. Things are not always as they seem. I want you to watch it again, and I want you to pay close attention to what the man is doing with his cell phone. He's actually scanning the radio around the cop's belt, possibly skimming or cloning the device to later interfere with communications.
I'm okay with that, though.
You're talking about, just to be clear, you're talking about the video of the Buffalo protester who is knocked over by the police?
Yeah. He was breaking the rules of stupid. He was in a stupid place at a stupid time doing something stupid.
What makes you believe he was trying to scan the police with his cell phone?
Look at the video. Just look at what he's doing with his hand. He's reaching out.
He's gesturing.
He has a cell phone in his hand.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And he's skimming.
Almost everyone has a cell phone in their hand.
It looks like he's
skimming. Yeah, but he's not sitting there recording. He's not standing there, like, filming.
Yeah, that's not a place where you would record. There's no reason to record, like, the belt.
And you believe that he's doing what exactly with that phone? Skimming what?
Skimming or cloning the device to later on interfere with their communication.
Can you do that just by scanning with the phone, though?
I don't think so. How does that work? Yeah, doesn't work like that. What's the app that you use for that?
You can black out or jam the communications. I don't know the app.
Okay.
I'm not a hacker.
Okay. Well, then how do you know that that's true?
I mean, you've never heard of skimming? Like skimming credit cards? Skimming, you can have
You have to have a reader in order to skim a credit card.
And like a cell phone is not a radio reader, so...
A cell phone is a radio, but it's not going to give
you... You have an NFC on your phone, right?
Some people do, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a scanner.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, that's an interesting theory, but there's not actually anything backing up what you're saying.
Okay, so another thing here is he falls to the ground, right? And then blood starts streaming out of his ear. It's not from the back of his head. It's from his ear. You can clearly see it if you zoom in.
So this is like
full screen.
This is like a conspiracy, you know, about this guy that...
I'm just saying it's possible that he took a dive, like Mark is saying. I'm skeptical that he didn't actually take a fall. All I can find on him is that he had a possible concussion. There's no...
Right, there's no...
Streaming
I
out of
the
ears
same thing, and there's nothing... They don't talk about this guy after this. Like, it's not... We don't find out what happens to him from a medical standpoint afterwards.
Yeah.
It's like you'd think that a 75-year-old, if that's his age, who goes and... falls down and bashes his head on the sidewalk, you'd get some kind of update. But all it is like copper's bad.
Well, it's an interesting theory. I don't believe it for a moment. Thank you, Jumping Spider. I appreciate it. In fact, Baracko66 says you don't skim with a phone here in the studio. I've never heard of phones having the ability to do what he's describing.
It could be a skimmer disguised as a phone.
And I don't care if he was. So interfering with police communications is a completely valid activity.
Absolutely.
If he was successful, we'd talk about him like he was a hero.
And even so, if that's what he was doing, which I don't believe that's even a possibility, and if it is a possibility I'm wrong, I would love to know what tool to use because I would like to download it to my phone. So, you know, somebody who actually, you know, thinks this is true and has some real evidence should let us know about that. But anyway, so in this link that somebody just put in the Discord chat in the on-air now, it was Jumping Spider who put this link in there. So he's linking to theconservativetreehouse.com. It is obviously some sort of a conservative blog. Buffalo officials duped by professional Antifa provocateur. Arrest and charge two police officers. Righteous police team stand together and walk out. So this is a total pro-cop. Blog that he is referencing here in this story. Look, even if what he is doing is what this caller claimed, that he was trying to somehow scan the officer, that still does not call for him to be knocked down. And I don't believe that he had a secret blood pack inside of his ear canal that he was then, you know, set
off. I didn't
off.
See it coming out of his ear. It looked like it came from the back of his head. It would be easier to put a blood pack in the back of your head, by the way, because your ear canal isn't very big.
Yeah, I mean, that this whole claim that this was all some sort of plotted thing, that this was his intention to do, pretty ridiculous.
So what is the goal here? Make the police bad by showing people that they do what they do. Like, well, you're not changing their behavior. What we're presented with is still how the police reacted to this situation.
Would we say that this is ill-advised on the side of the police to have done this? Like, maybe...
Yeah, don't knock down somebody unless you're in a fight with that person.
I don't think they intended to knock him down.
They
pushed him. What do you think happens when you push somebody? If they lose their balance, they go down.
When you say the term push... who knows what you're saying when you say it? The shove.
Here's
wasn't
what a push
very
is.
Hard.
It's when
I'm looking at a hard push for that guy's age.
When you
transition age, say that.
Force from your body into another person's body, especially if they're old, maybe not so with it as far as their balance is concerned. Maybe they're caught by surprise. Maybe they didn't think that they were going to get pushed by a throng of cops. Maybe they thought the cops would do what they did to the next guy, which was just simply grab him and walk him over to where they wanted him to be.
Yeah, I think that was a better way to deal with it, and they probably learned from their behavior.
I doubt that they learned.
Say
shouldn't they learn first? Shouldn't you train them and then put them out on the street, not the other way around?
How often are they going to deal with a riot situation in Buffalo, New York?
This wasn't a riot. What was happening right there?
Nope,
maybe there was riot there an hour beforehand or 10 minutes beforehand. But in this case, it was a lone old man surrounded by, I'm telling you, 24 armored police officers. The fact that you could even have the words come out of your mouth, maybe they learned their lesson this time.
Give me a break. They didn't do it to the next guy.
Well, the next guy had the ability to fight back, and right? I think that they accurately assessed that the first guy did not. That's how cops operate.
Let's continue here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I think we might have Pat in, I don't know, we're going to give Pat one more shot. Pat, are you there? Going once. Going twice. All right, well, we tried. So, let's see. We've got other related news, and by the way, I did send both this video, so you can see it for yourself. This video of the old man being shoved to the ground, 75 years old, and the video of a different old guy being shoved to the ground.
Yeah, that one was much more egregious.
Salt Lake City. That one was worse because he wasn't even facing the police.
No, they were trying to get him moving along. He could only move so fast. He had a cane, and they shoved him from behind, and he fell.
Oh, but Mark, didn't he? What if he was just faking it with the cane? It was all an act, pre-planned.
It didn't look like he was faking it.
There's also a third old guy that they pushed down.
I'm telling you what I thought when I saw that guy fall. Okay. It looked like a soccer guy taking a fall.
What was the third?
There was a third guy because the old guy tried to return a police helmet to the police, and so instead of taking the helmet,
they knocked him down,
attacked him.
Wow.
Which, you know, that guy was kind of in cahoots with the police, so whatever. But these first two guys, they were just walking across sidewalks.
Yeah, so I don't know if anything's happened to the cops that shoved the old man in Salt Lake City. I have not seen any further updates about that particular
story. I'm more
story.
Interested in what's happening to the press out there. Like, if you array yourself against an armed superior trained force, it's likely you're going to lose. And there'll probably be some casualties. I'm more interested in what's happening to the press because it's protected by the First Amendment of the United States.
Well, they've arrested something like 100, or not arrested, but...
No, it's protesting.
Peaceful protesting is. Peaceful assembly is, actually.
The press has been targeted in a major way over the last week across the U.S. There's news about that as well. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms, and you can join them over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. And you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Plus, they do custom work, so you got a political campaign or maybe a community group or a business that needs
or a radio program.
Yeah, that needs to create a bumper sticker. They can help you with that. libertystickers.com. We go back to your calls. Your thoughts. First up, we have Bobby. He's on the line in Florida watching us on Twitch, twitch.lrn.fm. We live stream there. Go ahead, Bobby.
I was hoping that maybe these protests can help the people in Hong Kong, and they see us protesting, you know, and some of our stuff is kind of minor to compared to what they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering a back take on that. I wonder if there's regular citizens in Hong Kong and over there that are actually like, more status, and they're like, heck yeah, I'm glad the cops are, you know, beating the crap out of them and need to get those protesters out of the street, you know, like we have over
Wouldn't
here.
Surprise me.
I'm sure there are. Hong Kong's a big enough place that it probably has a wide array of types of people.
I mean, if there weren't people who supported the state, we'd have a heck of a lot easier of a job getting rid of the idea.
Well, I would like to say this. I was in Hong Kong in January, perhaps, February, I can't remember exactly, and I did meet some blue supporters. So they've got yellow and blue there, and basically you pick your side, so it's the yellow.
What does it mean, the yellow versus the blue?
Why did they pick those colors?
What are the sides?
I know that yellow...
Like here, the red are the Republicans, those are the right-wingers, you know.
But left. Why are they?
Why are who?
Red. Why is Republican red and why is Democrat?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm just asking you what the colors represent.
Okay, I'm just
there.
Making sure I know what you're asking me.
Yeah.
Blue means pro-China.
Okay.
And yellow means some form of
non-China.
Freedom for Hong Kong.
Okay.
And it's nuanced, and they all have their own various versions and how they want to see it go, and there's certainly disagreements among the activists. They're not disagreeing that they should have more freedom. They're just disagreeing as to what that looks like. But I talked to, at the very least, one woman who was blue. And she was down in a portion of Hong Kong that's it's a fishing village and away from the city. And she said that basically she was proud of the Chinese and their success in growing the country and that sort of thing.
Hmm.
And that was her reason. It was patriotism.
And the one guy had it backwards. Actually, the phone, you can use it as a Bluetooth skimmer that can actually detect if there's a skimmer on a gas station pump or an ATM. It's an app called Blutana. Right now, it's in use by the U.S. law enforcement, so we don't know when the skimmer version will come out. But you can actually use it to scan the gas pumps or ATMs, and it'll give you a notice saying if it actually has a skimmer in it. So it's kind of
interesting
from what that guy was saying.
So to your knowledge, Bobby, is there any sort of app that can do what that caller was saying, which is to say to get close to another phone and somehow be able to, borrow information from it?
No. What that has to do with is the RFID. That's why they have these RFID phone, you know, cases and for your wallet. It's because Walmart and Target and all these stores, they're wanting to do this to where you walk in and then they'll ping your phone. Oh, hey, look, we got, you know, this on sale for you and you can get this and they'll track what you're buying and this and stuff like that. And we stop that.
There is information that your phone does give out, right? Like there, for instance, if you're running a Wi-Fi hot point, there's going to be an SSID there that is being given out. There's always, the phone is constantly broadcasting its signal to, you know, its whereabouts to the tower. So, I mean, there's data constantly coming from your phone. But the question is, what is it that another phone can just snag of that data, and I suspect that whatever it is very limited to anything that is intended to be public.
No, it just picks up RFID signals.
Yeah.
And stores can target advertising and stuff to you, and if you didn't want that, you could, you know, have your phone locked up. But, yeah, he had it backwards. But in the future, you'll be able to use your phone and then, you know, put it up to the ATM or your gas station, and the Bluetooth based app on your phone will actually be able to tell you if a skimmer's in you.
Interesting. Thank you, Bobby, for the call tonight. Appreciate the heads up on the technology out there. Let's continue with Nick. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Nick. Hello? Nick in Virginia. I hear somebody there.
Did you give up?
Oh. Somebody's there. Hello. Is this Nick?
No, I didn't give up.
Okay, here you are.
I didn't give up.
Okay, good. Now
no,
we have you.
Just a couple comments. Couple comments and questions for you guys. Now, I think what's happened with the police and the things that have just happened recently are, I mean, obviously egregious and just shouldn't happen. But if you think about any job that you take, there are servers out there. Have you ever had a server who should not have been a waiter or a waitress?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
And in so many lines of work, it's the same thing. It's like it's not for everybody. Now, you take a couple bad apples who do something like this, and it just blows it up for everybody else.
Well, but here's the problem, Nick. You know, the whole saying is a couple bad apples spoil the whole bunch. But beyond that, what you have happening here is, unlike a server situation or any other, you know, piss-poor experience you have in the marketplace, if feedback is given to management on a bad server, and it happens enough, that person's probably going to get fired. And it's not going to take too long for that to happen.
And if they shoot somebody on the job, they're going to get fired
instantly.
Immediately.
Right.
It's not going to take 17 times.
Why didn't Klobuchar do anything about it then?
What's that?
Why didn't Amy Klobuchar do anything about it?
Who? Now, that's one of these politicians. Who is she again?
She was, she held office in Milwaukee. And apparently this officer was up like 18 times.
Because
like
she's
that,
not subject to market pressures. That's what the market does.
Yeah, politicians don't care. Hold that thought. I just want to, you know, expound on this just a moment. So politicians, they get elected. They're in for 4 years. It doesn't matter what they do. It only matters when they're trying to get reelected. And then, of course, you know, most people have forgotten about what happened during the 4 years.
Hopefully
and they can
everybody
lie.
Understands that.
Well, they understand that, but they keep electing politicians because that's all they have the choice to do is continue to elect more terrible, evil human beings.
If you think we're here supporting Democrats, you know, like, we're certainly not.
No. And if you think I'm here supporting Republicans, this is the same opposite, you know.
But what I wanted to say about the police.
You're supposed to be able to look at both sides, and they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, and both sides are on the same side when it comes to supporting the police. They all support the police for the most part, and if they don't, it's only for show, and then they'll continue to support the police. But in this case, you can complain and complain and complain about police violence and police misbehavior and irresponsibility, and for the most part, your complaints go in the circular file, and nothing is ever done to these officers because ultimately they are not a market-based organization, and they don't care if they hurt peaceful people because they know they're going to be able to force you to pay taxes to support their organization year after year after year, because complain as most people do, it doesn't matter if they complain as long as they're paying for this violence. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal law enforcement officers and National Guard members have been replaced by city police in Washington, D.C. This woman in Indianapolis says she's in it for the long haul.
We're going to keep protesting, we're going to keep being in the street, and we're going to keep disrupting if we have to.
Congressional Democrats are coming out with legislation to overhaul police accountability. The bill is called the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, according to a summary obtained by the New York Times. It would track police misconduct, nationally ban certain types of chokeholds, make it easier to prosecute officers, and make lynching a federal hate crime. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is one of the bill's sponsors.
For black people in this country, we thought this country is out of control in the way it polices our communities and individuals for a very long time.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News. An influential retired U.S. official is tipping his November hand. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State Colin Powell confirming he's voting for Joe Biden in the upcoming election.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate. And I will be voting for him.
Powell making the announcement on CNN's State of the Union while ripping into President Trump, accusing him of lying, not being effective, and insulting many people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Houston on Monday to meet with the family of George Floyd. Last week, Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said that Biden was welcome to attend the funeral, but he declined because he didn't want to disrupt the memorial with his large footprint of Secret Service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Are almost completely loaded up. It has been a busy, busy Sunday night here on The Air With Us. And tonight it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. If you support what we do here on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program like Venkman has done. Now, you don't have to do it at the level that Venkman did it. We only ask for $5 a month. Venkman's doing $25. He's a platinum amplifier, as we call it, but you get all the perks no matter what level that you amp at. Basically, you can get access to special amp only chat room, for instance, or supporters only chat on our Discord forum and other bennies. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the AMP program, then sign up with your credit card or with PayPal or with Bitcoin BTC, just like Venkman did over at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Nick in Virginia. I want to make sure you had a chance to get some more of your thoughts out here, Nick, because you brought up the police and misbehavior, and you sort of compared it to somebody in the marketplace misbehaving, and there really is no comparison because the police are insulated from any significant punishment for their actions, unlike pretty much anybody in the open market.
And I can agree with that. I'm glad you kept me on. I've actually been on the other side, to where I was, to where the police were called because of me. And you know what? Whenever I didn't listen or whatever, it's like they had to restrain me. And it's like, that was my fault, like, now looking back at it. But if you think about it this way, does anybody ever call the police because something good's happening?
No, they get into lots of difficult positions.
That's true of a lot of jobs, though. That's true of firefighters and maintenance.
Yeah, but you're saying firefighters and maintenance. Think about it. Every time someone calls the police, it's a bad situation. Like, every time they show up somewhere, it's not a good situation. They have seconds, just, mere seconds to discern what's going on, try and get the situation under control. And sometimes people make bad split decisions.
No doubt.
You know, I mean,
no doubt.
It's well, that's why you're supposed to have training. The military has this issue, too. And they don't have this problem.
The military's made wrong decisions as well.
But not, they don't have, not
well, you don't hear
degree.
As much about it.
You know,
Melanie,
a lot of the police are military, ex-military.
Yeah, I don't agree with Melanie on this. If the military goes after their own people, most of the time you're not going to hear about it. Whatever's going on in that military base ain't going to make it out to the public airwaves for the most part. If they prosecute somebody.
Do you know how many times the police have come out, though, to situations and have calmed everything down and left peacefully? That it's like that never gets talked about.
Well, yeah, of course, that sort of thing is not going to be.
You hear about the bad.
You're right about that. You're right about that. There's no doubt. But the problem is, I can't choose. Okay, so
I understand. And I totally agree with the fact that what they've recently been put in the limelight has been just absolutely.
I'm not even talking about recently. It's been my entire lifetime that the police have abused peaceful people because it's part of their job.
And they don't only respond to calls. If they only responded to calls, we'd be having an entirely different conversation.
Listen, it's not their job to abuse peaceful people.
It is absolutely their job to abuse peaceful people. For instance, there are plenty of laws that the politicians have passed that the police are the enforcers of that target exclusively peaceful people for exclusively peaceful market actions like the sales of drugs, for instance.
Collecting rainwater.
That's one of them. And there's a variety of other things such as, for instance, just about, I mean, a large number of driving-related issues.
Growing vegetables.
Okay, now between me and you. Usually whenever you associate drugs with something, there's guns involved as well.
No, not in most of the drug
but
deals I've been involved
in. But why is that, though? So that's not true of
no,
liquor.
That's where,
so
that's
why is it true of illegal
pot
drugs?
That's why they made pot legal, just because it's like, you know what? Now there ain't. You could go to the store and buy it. There ain't no guns involved.
Yeah, so if they would
now
just not enforce the gun laws or not enforce the drug laws and not have them in the first place,
then
either one of those.
You'd just all be in CVS. You could just go grab them.
It's almost as if the drug war is the problem and not the drugs.
We already have people running around on crazy drugs.
I know, and that's whenever the police get called.
If they got it.
That one, I really didn't want to, but it was a good conversation. The reason why drug users are stealing things, that's what he said at the very end, steal your S. The reason why drug users, some of them, not all of them, go around stealing things is because they have a habit that they can't afford. Okay, so it's too much to just go work at a McDonald's or something. They've got a big habit that is expensive because the drugs are expensive because they're on the black market. They would be cheaper if they weren't on the black market. But they are on the black market because the government prohibited them. So people who are desperate for those drugs will go and commit crimes like breaking into cars, breaking into homes, holding somebody up at knife point. These are things that happen because of the war on drugs. If we had no war on drugs, these crimes would not be occurring.
And if that was the actual problem with the public and with the politicians, if that was the actual problem they had, they could criminalize breaking into cars and stealing, which guess what,
they
is
already
illegal,
yeah.
And nobody would complain about that. So if that is what you're actually opposed to, then okay, fine, then have laws against stealing and breaking into cars.
Right. It's abundantly simple. Most of the people who are in prison and have to deal with the police having to do with drugs are there because they bought it, they sold it, they possessed it, or something like that. We're all scared. None of us like the idea of somebody doing angel dust and picking up cars and swatting random people in McDonald's parking lots. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that. But it's already illegal to pick up a car and swat people with it. You don't need to outlaw the angel dust in order to outlaw the behavior that happens so rarely. Now, I'm going to say it's a bad idea, and that if you do the angel dust, then hey, maybe this is the result. But we can look at marijuana, and we can look at alcohol, and we can say, we can really say this, ladies and gentlemen, like this isn't even close to a guess. This is the truth. The problem with marijuana and alcohol when they were illegal was the war on marijuana and alcohol.
Yes.
Not marijuana and alcohol.
And
that's got to be true, presumably, for heroin and angel dust and all these things. I'm not going to do these things when and if they become legal.
Most people would not, no.
Because it's a bad idea. But right now, you can chug a gallon of gasoline and nobody's going to do anything about it, even though, from a health standpoint, this is probably very bad for you.
Huffing also bad, kids. Don't do that.
Yeah, nothing to do with gasoline besides putting it in your car is good for you.
And it's a lot easier to have a societal disapproval of an action if you can isolate the action. If drugs were legal, people would look at all the results and be able to definitively say every bad result that happened was because of the person and the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that right now because you also have the third unrelated factor of the states coming in and inserting violence where there was none. So it's more difficult because somebody can say, look at your life. You're ruining your life because of cocaine. And they can come back with, well, no, it was because of the cops.
The police ruined it worse.
At least to some extent, they're right.
Yep.
So quit doing that, and then you'll be able to judge them on their own actions.
By the way, we can look at Portugal, and we can say that people doing, you can see what's happening with a decriminalized.
Huge success.
Yeah,
huge success. Tim in Virginia.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You're
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, you know, when I call you guys, I want to talk about one thing, and then by the time I get on, it's like moved along. There's so many other things. But I do want to correct something from earlier. Amy Klobuchar was a county prosecutor in Hennepin County.
That's awful.
And Joe Biden his campaign has dropped her off the list of potential running mates after this happened. That tells me that there may have been one of the 18 different, complaints about this officer that maybe wasn't prosecuted because of whatever. And that's why, there was no explanation why she was dropped from the potential list of vice president running mate. So
it's probably, probably politics, whatever it was.
I don't think the Biden campaign has suddenly decided they have a moral objection against cops. I think they suddenly decided that it was politically inexpedient to associate with pro-cop.
Yeah, a county prosecutor.
That hardcore pro-cop people.
The county prosecutor's job is not to prosecute police. They prosecute for the police. They do they help the police with their dirty work. Tim, thanks for your call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. We got more on the way. Your calls and thoughts, if we can fit them in, we'll do our best. I don't think we even got to one nugget of show prep here tonight.
I don't remember getting this show prep.
Wall to wall. We didn't even talk about the Michigan barber, and there's really good news in his case. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, or call us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to get right back into your calls, your thoughts, back into the Discord server where Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line on our AMP-only call-in line. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I called to spank Mark about the old man falling backwards.
Now, this was the old guy in 75 years old in Buffalo, where at least one, maybe two cops reached out to push him and knocked him over backwards. And he hit his head on the ground and started bleeding into a pool of blood.
And he does seem to be an activist. I looked at his Twitter and stuff. At least he supports freeing Assange. I see that on his Twitter. But the point is, whoever the heck this guy is, he's 75 years old and he's over 6 feet tall.
Yep.
And
he towers over those cops.
Yeah, if you trip somebody that's 75 years old and 6 feet tall, by the time that head hits the concrete, that's going to do some serious damage. Now, yeah, maybe he was over there. It kind of looked to me like what he was doing with that phone was trying to take pictures of their name badges or something.
No,
you know,
gesturing. He had a phone in his hand, and he was gesturing as he was speaking to the police.
Well, he's way lower than where the name badge would be.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't matter what he's doing with the phone. He obviously is not scanning radio frequencies.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous claim by that guy.
This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. You don't scan radio frequencies with a cell phone.
He might just be trying to get in the way.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I don't know.
But anyway.
He wasn't in the way as much. There's two dozen cops
here. He could have just walked around.
He's not in anybody's way.
There's plenty.
Okay, the goon squad, and I don't like to call them cops. You know I like to call them goon squad. The goon squad could have just simply walked around him, split a little hole in the middle, and walked past him and let somebody in the back deal with the guy. Say, "Oi, what do you want? What are you doing here? Move over here to the side," or whatever. You know, they could have done
that. Presumably, if there was a protest that had been at this particular location just moments prior, and this was one of the stragglers, right? The police come in, they say, "You're ordered to leave. You must disperse. Anyone staying will be charged with disorderly conduct." You know, usually that's what they say to get a crowd to leave because they know the arrests are coming. Then it would have been the police's job in this case to arrest this man.
We deal with a lot of elderly patients, and you just don't take a 75-year-old and push them backwards and expect them. They're not going to fake a fall. Mark. They're not going to do. They're not going to hit the ground and do some fancy roll.
Can you believe Mark actually said that?
It looks to me like he faked the fall. That's what
No, he's 75 years old. The guy can't fake nothing.
All right.
You know, you're 75 and you hit the ground, you're going to break a hip, possibly.
If either of us had done that, that would have been either a high-level battery charge or attempted murder.
Yeah. So
we punched the old man.
There were the bottom line is the cops need to learn how to deal with people without just simply laying hands on them all the time. Part the waves. It's one old guy. There was no problem with them just going around him and letting somebody in the back of the group deal with them, because they obviously don't need to have 30 guys surrounding a 75-year-old man.
Gene, thank you for your call tonight, as always. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We go to Cruel Philosopher. I believe he's in New York City. Go ahead.
So thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to kind of make a point that when you're talking about laws, you should never start from, you know, if we legalize, you know, coke, the effects of coke will be bad, so coke should be illegal. If you're pro-freedom, it should be, should I have the right to do something? And that's the only standard you should have to hit in order for something to be legal or illegal,
absolutely,
in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. Is that, you know, the government has stepped over rights, you know, many, many, many times, and that's why we're here where we are today.
Yeah, the question isn't, is cocaine bad? The question is aggressing against people for doing cocaine bad? And yes, it is.
And arguably, it's worse. In a lot of cases.
Oh, it's definitely, I don't think it's arguable. It's worse.
The punishment that the system brings upon drug users and drug dealers is way worse in so many cases than whatever drug problem.
Kidnapping and torturing people is definitely worse than drugs.
Well, I mean, I will say that there are some people who really have torn themselves up with drugs in a really bad way. And I won't go so far as to say 100% of the time an arrest and, you know, some time in jail is going to be worse than a severe drug addiction, but it certainly doesn't make things better for that person. Going to jail aggravates those circumstances. It makes their life worse. It makes them more depressed in a lot of cases and more likely to use drugs when they get out.
I don't do these drugs that we're talking about. And
I don't do those drugs, but I have done some.
Me neither, by the way.
Yeah.
The illegality of it drives up the pricing.
That's true.
The high price causes these drug users to want to rob my house and potentially harm my family.
You had your car broken into in Florida.
Yeah.
Somebody sliced your canvas top on your convertible?
On my convertible, they cut the top. By the way, the door was unlocked because I always left the door unlocked. So if somebody wants to change, these drug-addled morons were so stupid, they didn't even bother to try. Can you imagine how this person felt once they cut my top, reached in, trying to get the lock, and realized,
I didn't have to do that. It was unlocked.
I don't think he felt much of anything if he's breaking into other people's cars.
Well, the chances are good he's died in the pool of his own vomit.
Criminalization also drives up potency because you get the same amount of time usually by weight or volume, not by weight or volume of the active ingredients.
Any other comments, Cruel Philosopher?
It's just that, you know, whether it's drugs or prostitution, I just don't know how, you know, we've been convinced that things should be legal or illegal by the effects of, you know, the drug or the act. We have to get back to being pro-freedom and judging things just on should people have the right to do them, not on the effects that it may have.
You're absolutely right.
Philosopher,
about that.
Are you coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Forkfest this June?
I do not believe so. I should be on vacation.
It is a vacation.
We'd love to have you.
Come on. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah.
So, 855-450-FREE. Adam is in Arkansas. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to touch on the subject where y'all are talking about letting this old man come through the police line. I'm prior military, I'm prior infantry myself, and I can tell you right now with the training that I've had, I wouldn't have let him come through my line either, for one. I don't know if he has a weapon. So if I let him through my line, regardless of how old he is, I'm not only endangering myself, but I'm endangering my battle buddy.
But this is military training for fighting enemy forces overseas, not for dealing with domestic policing, correct?
No, even domestic policing. You don't let anybody through your line because you don't know what they have. You're not conducting searches just right there on the spot. You're not
supposed to be fighting a war either.
Well, I think the guy's right. I think the guy's right. So, yeah, that's fine. What they did to the second guy, though, was is they saw, oh, when we shove people, sometimes they fall over and bust their heads, or at least appear to, and then they grab the guy, the next guy, they just sort of grab him and drag him off.
Yeah,
and
just to be clear,
he goes to the paddy wagon.
It was Gene, the Christian anarchist, who had called in to say that they should have just walked around. But Gene did say let the people at the back of the line deal with him. I don't think that the police, you know, need to be doing a lot of the things they're doing. But in the case, in this case, I agree with you, Adam. If they didn't want this guy there, they should have just dealt with him right then, took him to wherever it was they wanted him to be, and that would have been the end of the story. But now they had to shove him down and hurt the guy.
You're absolutely right. I'm not agreeing with what they did, but right. I am agreeing with not allowing anybody through your line. And then y'all also talked about laws a minute ago about collecting rainwater. There's very few states that actually have that law. And
that's way too many.
That actually fall.
Well, but it's an example of a victimless crime that is on the books in the U.S.
Okay. But those states that have the rainwater laws, the rainwater isn't enough to condone for everyone to collect the rainwater without adversely affecting the ecosystem. So
it's going to drop on your lawn if it's raining onto your bucket anyway.
Yeah, what does it matter whether it falls into your lawn or into a bucket or a barrel or something like that?
Okay, so say it falls onto your lawn. Where does it go from there?
Into the earth.
Okay, yeah, but what collects it from the earth? The entire ecosystem relies on that small amount of water that those areas get. So, yeah, it may fall on your
lawn.
Isn't
it Oregon State, which gets an S-ton of water in certain places where it's illegal?
In certain places, sure. But yeah. at the same time, the rainwater that you may have collected and not returned to the ecosystem due to the evaporation and other sources may not fall somewhere else.
But where does it go? I mean, doesn't it go into cows that then pee it out, or, you know?
Well, if it goes into your bucket, then you drink it or use it in a shower eventually, and then it's going to go back into the earth.
Well, then it goes into your drainage, your leach field for your...
Yeah, it's all ridiculous. You know, water's... We got plenty of it. Okay?
Well, not every place
does. If you don't have plenty of it, then move somewhere else where there's plenty of it. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, thanks, Adam, for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.